Hi, this is Dave Kale. Welcome to this podcast for salespeople. I'm going to be responding to a question again today. That's the stimulant for this podcast, a question that I've recently received. Let me read it to you and see, first of all, if this sounds like something that you may have as an issue as well. Here's the question. Dave, how can a salesperson have a life at night and not be reactive to customers calling at night 7 or 8 times per night? Let me just read this one more time. Dave, how can a salesperson have a life at night and not be reactive to customers calling at night 7 or 8 times per night? Wow. I'll tell you, my first thought is, what were you thinking when you trained them to call you 7 or 8 times at night? But let's not go with my intuitive response. Let's take some time and think this thing through. I have a hard time imagining why you would need to receive 7 or 8 calls every night from customers. Don't you have a company? Don't you have people in the office? Don't you have customer service people who can handle a lot of those calls? Why are they calling you? I think, honestly, the issue lies in your view of what the job of the salesperson really is, and therefore what strategy brings success to the customer. Honestly, I see this as being your issue, not theirs. I see it as something that you did. And the reason I think that you did this, that you trained your customers to call you at night, is because of the view you have of your job. At some core level, you have a vision of what a salesperson is, and as we all do, and we live up to that vision of who we think we should be. Now, a lot of salespeople view themselves as just extensions of the company's customer service operations. I call that the mobile customer service rep. What is your job? To be a mobile customer service rep. Now, you may not say that in that many words, but there are a lot of salespeople who have that view. So they believe that the reason the customers do business with them is because they, the salesperson, bends over backwards to respond to their every whim. These salespeople then, since that's their view, their worldview, or their self-image, these salespeople inadvertently train their customers to call them with every problem, every need they have. And, you know, most of these calls could and should have been better directed to the company's customer service reps. But if your view of your job and if your view of yourself is you're a mobile customer service rep, then you want your customers to call you because that's what you do. Now, this is a common trap for salespeople, and particularly new salespeople. In an effort to fill up their days, to be seen as important to the customer, the new salesperson just jumps at every opportunity to find something to do. They become the ultimate lapdog, dutifully chasing after every whim and responding to every request of the customer. Now, that creates a huge list of things to do, and that makes the salesperson feel very busy and very needed. And so every day, his day is full of running here and there and responding to phone calls and taking care of this problem and that problem. But at the end of the day, you say, what have I sold? What have I accomplished? And it becomes just a list of tasks. It's a miserable and unwise way to define your job, to crystallize the vision of who you are, and to develop a strategy for your job. It is miserable and unwise. The salesperson, I believe, should be seen as a professional consultant to the customer. Now, if you busy yourself with minor little tasks, you are detracting from the customer's view of your value. You're doing $10 an hour stuff. You must be a $10 an hour person. You need to create a different vision of yourself. You need to cast that vision to your customers so they see you as someone more valuable. You know, questions and issues about back orders, invoice problems, delivery dates, pricing on routine orders, so on, all of those are more appropriately handled by an inside salesperson or customer service representative. You don't do yourself any good long-term by attempting to handle every customer question or issue. You know, honestly, I will tell you, as a buyer, when I'm buying from someone, I really question how substantial that salesperson's business is. How substantial is the company behind him if the salesperson has to answer every question? If there is no one backing him up, no customer service person, no manager, no group of people that I have access to behind the salesperson, I sincerely question how substantial that person's company is. You see, what starts out as the best of your intentions really creates doubt and a vision of not great value in the eyes of your customers. The real issue here is how you define your job. Are you a lapdog? Do you respond to every whim of your customer? Or are you a professional consultant salesperson capable and willing of responding to the customer's expressed needs in a deeper sense than just being a gopher and running after everything that they want? You know, once you resolve your definition of the job, are you a professional consultant or are you a mobile customer service rep? Once you resolve that, then the answer to the question that originally started this whole thing becomes much clearer. If you want to be the customer's lapdog, then you should be happy that they're calling you at night. Gives you something to do, makes you feel important. You know, gives you projects, something to do. So if you want to be a lapdog and a mobile customer service rep, then feel good. But if you want to be a professional salesperson, then you need to change how your customers view you. And the way to start that is to change how you view yourself. You need to train your customers to take those routine issues to your customer service people, to your inside salespeople, to the company, and not to you. That frees your time to work on substantial issues with the customers. So what do? You retrain your customers. You change the vision of yourself first, then you retrain your customers. Give them the company's 800 number and tell them to call. Stop answering your phone after 5 o'clock. You deserve a life too, but you must train your customers to respect that. Okay? That's it. Bye-bye.